Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Leo Brown. Happy to be with you, the Cathavist, as we talk about things that should drive us, should spur us into action. A little bit different, if you will, this time, departing from that normal platform and actually kind of getting into this discussion regarding what I've saw with the recent apology from Kevin Spacey and how I contrast this with what we saw from Donald Trump. I do have a companion blog as well, where I outline this in the blog and talk about it there. But I wanted to talk about this a little bit more extensively from my personal experience and kind of why I really, really identify with Kevin Spacey and why I still, even more so after seeing the response from Spacey, just have to scratch my head and wonder why we would have this response that we have from our president. First, I did mention this in the blog, but there have been 16 women who have come forth and said that this man has been sexually predatory against them, right? There's abuse allegations, harassment allegations from at least 16 women. The White House officially has come out and said this is fake news, right? And first off, let's please understand news, unless it's fabricated with the intention of diverting someone's opinion as a propaganda piece, which happened during the election, which was all targeted toward Democrats, and it helped the president get elected. This is one of the reasons why we have the investigation into Russian meddling in the election. One of the reasons why all of the stuff is beginning to hit the fan is because of that. That was fake news. Intentionally fabricated news story from fake sites that ended up getting propagated, was out there on Facebook. It was a mess. That is not the same as 16 women coming forth with allegations. That's news. Now, are they lying, as the White House has suggested, and then lying, which equals fake news? Maybe. We don't know that yet. But the next step would be to dig in more investigatively to find out if they are lying, why are they lying? What's going on? Are they getting paid? What's happening here? Is this some sort of extortion? What's happening? But the fact that they're out there saying this, regardless of their motivation or the facts of it, it is still news. That's a news piece. 16 women coming forth with allegations. That's news. Okay? Understand that. So in this 30-year-old, and first off, it's not even an allegation. What's happening is this. To my knowledge, I don't think that the actor, Stephen Rapp, is that his name? Am I drawing a blank? I'm drawing a blank. Rapp is his last name. I'm not sure that he is doing anything here that would further this along, other than saying, hey, I kind of know the dynamics. I know what happens in this world because I was part of that as a 14-year-old boy with Kevin Spacey, who was 26 at the time. And I think he's just kind of adding on to, yes, this is a swept under the rug world. And I've heard that for years in Hollywood. And now with Harvey Weinstein coming out with the allegations and the revelations of these obvious things that have happened, all of this is kind of swirling now. So this is why this happened. But what Spacey did was a quick and swift response. And he basically said, I'm sorry. I don't even remember this, but I'm so sorry for the pain I've caused this man. I'm sorry for that. And didn't say, well, he's lying, or I never did that. That's not the way I behave. And then went a step further to come out and say, generally, I keep my private life very private, but here's kind of where I am now. And he talks about his openness as a homosexual, which Rapp is now gay as well, and probably they both had those inclinations at the time. So all of this to say, completely different decorum with Spacey coming out, and certainly from Weinstein even. He didn't do this. Is anyone else doing this? Is what I said about the president. If in the situation with with the phone call and calling the widow out and all this. Is it an apology? Just an apology. Is it that hard? Is it that hard just to say, you know what? I'm really sorry for any pain I've caused you. If the way I said what I said was interpreted by you as being crass and unsympathetic, I am so sorry. I promise you I didn't mean that. And please accept my apology. Is that hard? It's not hard for Kevin Spacey. He did it. He came forward with this willingness to express himself in that way. But the one thing I can truly identify with Spacey is he's a kid in his 20s. And we've all been in our 20s. Some of us had wilder 20s than others. Mine were pretty wild. And I know, as I say even in the blog, there are women who I had relations with who I don't remember. I promise you that. They could come out today and say, hey, you did this. And I'd be like, oh my goodness, wow. I'm not sure I even remember you. Because there are people from my past who I just don't remember. And it's, I wish I did. I wish I had a better recollection of that. But I had such a reckless period of time in my 20s where I was abusing alcohol and drugs to the point that I kind of stayed in a stupor. And there were things that I know I did that I certainly shouldn't have, of course. And I recall one time in particular that I went out with this girl. I was 23, maybe. I don't know. Something of that nature. 23, 24. And I picked her up at her parents' house. Right. So she would have had to have been, I mean, I don't know. I don't, 18, 17. I don't know. 16. Honestly, I really don't know. I know she wasn't 21. I do know that. That much I know. It's all I know. Because we went out and she was worried about getting carded. And I'm like, you'll be all right. And fortunately, we didn't get carded and we had drinks. But we ended up going back to my place and I made moves on her and she freaked out and bolted out of my, I rented a house at the time, gone. Like, I couldn't, I thought she was goofing off, like being silly. I was like, okay, what kind of game is this? Right? Only to discover that she had just bolted. Now, that in a way, granted, she wasn't 14 years old, and I was on a legitimate date, and I picked her up at her parents' house, but I remember thinking, as a 22-year-old dude, you know, what's going to happen next? Are cops going to come now? What's happening? What's even going on? Because, I mean, I didn't force myself. I just followed the course of what I thought where the evening was going to go, and she would have no part of it. And I was like, I wasn't being aggressive. She was just not going to have a part of it to the point that she left, right? I never saw her again. And she disappeared. I don't know her name. I could not recall it. No way. I don't even really remember well what she looked like. But I get where Spacey is coming from. And if anyone's critical of him saying, well, he doesn't remember this, I promise you, there's something in your past you don't remember. And you may remember, like I remember that incident, and you're like, wow, that was crazy that that happened. But you still may not remember the people involved in any real detail. But as I see in the blog, there's something, because I've been in this environment, I know it well. I started theater when I was probably 14. Probably about that age, and did a lot of high school, a lot of community theater in high school, went on to college, did a ton of theater there, did some semi-professional stuff, meaning it was professional, but I was not equity, in the union, but I got paid for my acting. So I was a kind of a semi-pro actor. And I've seen this dynamic many, many times where you were so That company, right? That meaning the group of actors, that company is so intimate, right? I mean, amazingly intimate. And especially if you do a show in a longer run, like I did in some of these semi-professional worlds, that world gets so incestuous almost, right? Because everyone is kind of, you know, it's an intimate group. And for something of this nature to develop is not surprising, because you get really close to people and you get really emotionally close to people and you're there with them constantly because you're working on the show and then you do the show and you got to be at the theater well ahead of time and then you're staying late and then you're going out and hanging out afterwards and it becomes this very, very intimate world where I promise you relationships occur, attractions develop, all of this happens. I know it. I know it well. Does not excuse illegal behavior, and it certainly does not excuse predatory behavior, but according to what we understand in this, that wasn't the case. Wrong, but not predatory. And as I say in the blog, you compare this to what we heard the president admit to, which he said was locker room talk, but he admitted to not being able to control himself. That when he's around women, something happens. He's just got to start kissing them and grabbing their crotches. Can't help that. Just going to happen. It's not what we heard from Spacey. He didn't say, hey, that's just how I am. You know, I'm that way. Or then defend it by saying, well, you know, that's just locker room talk. Which, as I also say in the blog, I've never spent time in a locker room. Other than gym class in high school, which I hated. Boys, now you take a shower if you want. Like our gym teacher always wanted us to take showers. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I didn't work out that hard. I don't think I'll be stinking the rest of the day. I'm all right. We'll be good. But I do know this. I did play a sport. I lettered in golf. Thank you very much. And my golf team, we never saw each other naked, I assure you that. As I say, the closest we get, we changed our shoes at our trunk of our car. That was it. Put on our golf shoes and then hit the course. And there were times that we were, yeah, definitely loose with our language. Are you kidding? Yeah, we're kids and we're playing golf and we're out there smoking cigarettes and cussing. But we weren't talking about being sexually predatory. I promise you that. And honestly, I don't recall. I mean, maybe, but I really don't recall a time hanging out on the golf course where we talked about that kind of stuff or talked about women. I mean, generally, here's what we did. We walked, right? We were on the team. We didn't ride around in a cart. We didn't drink beer. We would walk from hole to hole, from shot to shot. It was pretty much a lot of solitude. Unless we were on the tee box or on the green, we didn't hang out with people. I mean, we just... If you ever play golf, you don't generally hit the same shot in the same place unless you're both really, really good and you're hitting the pin every time. That's not going to happen. You don't walk together. You're out there. It's a solitary sort of sport. So, yes, we cussed. Of course we did. We'd miss putts and we would get mad and drop F-bombs like anyone like us, like we did. Country boys playing golf, you're going to do that. But we didn't have this quote-unquote locker room talk where you talk about women that way. So I don't understand that. I have no reference to that. Yes, do men make comments about women like, yeah, wow, what did I just see? That happens. That happens with adult men, but not in a sense of, I can't control myself, I'm a big celebrity, and you can do whatever you want. That's a bit bizarre. And if we don't see that, if we don't see that there's something really weird in that, I think that that's where it's that guilt of association in the sense that something is wrong and you don't do anything about it. And we hear people talk about that all the time, that the only thing that needs to happen for evil to occur is for good people to do nothing, whatever. Right? That kind of seems like what we're talking about here. So when I see this, I commend Spacey. I commend him for coming out with this amazing, heartfelt apology, expressing his remorse and regret for something of this nature to have ever happened, not excusing it. He didn't even see it. You know, I would have probably said, hey, I was just a kid. I would probably add that in, right, to defend myself. As you've kind of heard me say in this podcast, that happened as a kid, and I understand that. But he didn't do that. He just simply took responsibility. And isn't that one of the most amazing things that any of us could ever do? if we really took responsibility without trying to excuse, but simply saying, oh, you know what, I'm sorry. Yeah, I screwed that one up. That was really my fault. And any pain, anything that I've caused for anyone, I am deeply remorseful for doing that. Isn't that, I mean, to me, I just look at my respect level for Spacey, who I already admired as an actor. It's just elevated. It's elevated. And anytime somebody comes out and makes those kinds of admissions and presents themselves in this world of humility, right? Because that's what it is being very humble to come forward and say that type of, express that type of remorse. Amazingly humble, because there's a humiliation that goes with that. And he's intentionally humiliating himself further to the point of accepting that. He could have defended himself, could have said all kinds of stuff. Oh, this guy's lying. Go started there, right? That's fake news. That didn't happen. Could have done that. Because to his own admission, he didn't even remember it. He goes, I don't even remember. I don't know what you're talking about. Which we've seen when people get accused of things. Oh, I don't know what you're doing. It wasn't me. Right. But he didn't do that. He just apologized. And isn't that the highest road that we could ever take? I mean, isn't there a lesson there? Isn't there a lesson even in our faith, in our world of trying to be as dignified of individuals as we possibly can be? Isn't there something beautiful about that example? I don't care if you agree with Spacey's lifestyle. Who cares? Agree with him as a human being who, as a human being, is doing the right thing. The very amazingly beautiful right thing to express himself in this fashion. And we are sadly lacking of that in our current climate. I think we know that. Check out the blog. It's out there as well. Cathavist. You'll find that. And as I like to say, if you like what you hear through Breadbox Media or this podcast or anything, let others know about us. And you can always support us. Your premium membership will get you deals to our advertisers that are offering those. And it's much needed support. We appreciate that. So thank you for listening. And please do everything you can to put your beliefs into action. I'm Leo Brown.